This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. This year's Washington wheat harvest has at least met, if not exceeded in many cases, expectations for growers who face an uncertain future with regards to international trade and tariffs. Washington Grain Commission Scott Yate calls it a double whammy, saying Chinese tariffs are one thing that weigh on growers, but not being part of PACs like the TPP is another story altogether.
This is like a ticking time bomb for us. I mean, it has not yet come to the point where we are impacted by our absence from the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Treaty. But beginning in 2019, probably, the tariffs for Canadian and Australian wheat, they are members along with Japan, they will start to come down. And they are going to decrease to $85 per metric ton, whereas U.S. tariffs into Japan will remain at $150 a metric ton.
And Yates says, penciled out, this is a huge annual loss for our growers.
It has been estimated by U.S. Wheat Associates that that ultimately will cost growers in the United States $500 million a year. Now, that's for all growers, but a large portion of that is going to be borne by farmers in the Pacific Northwest.
Listen tomorrow for more on the toll trade wars could take on our Northwest wheat growers.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.